Now it's 6 o'clock on the night of our raspberry jam, and we're just about to kick things off. And I'm going around and I'm talking to people and finding out why they're here. And I'm sat here with Monique Chionnet.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Monique.
Hi.
Monique, why have you come to the Raspberry Jam?
Well, I'm interested in writing about new technologies, and to me this is very new. I've not actually heard about Raspberry Pi before this. So,
okay.
So this I'm a definite noob, I'm going to have a good perspective, basically, for anyone else who has not seen this technology before either. So
so you're not going to be the blind leading the blind?
No. So I'm from Canada, and I was looking up for different technologies that I could write about, and this one popped up, and I thought, this looks really interesting.
So that's a relief. You've not come over to the UK, especially to Bristol, just for the Raspberry Jam.
Yes.
So what sort of expectations have you got from this evening? What do you know what to expect?
I guess that I'm just looking for a lot of open minds, people talking about different ways that they've utilized their Raspberry Pi, maybe. And I'm noticing I did sneak a peek down at your demo room. So
you shouldn't have gone in there yet. Yeah.
But there's a lot of nifty things going on in there, it seems. And so expectation-wise, I don't really have any real expectations. Just sort of I'm looking to learn more about Raspberry Pi.
Oh, that's great. So you have no expectations whatsoever.
None.
That should be fairly easy for us to fill. So can I ask a question? Would you class yourself as a geek?
I definitely am part geek.
Okay.
My actual job is to write about technologies.
So are you a technical writer?
I'm a technical writer.
Okay.
And so I do write about software, hardware, those types of things, and I blog about those types of things.
And of course, you're going to tell people how they can find these.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's part of the reason why I'm here, is to talk about this new technology.
And how can people read these?
They can go to redpen.ca. That's my blog.
Redpen.ca. Because CA is Canada.
Yep.
Yeah, not California.
No.
And so what do you know already about the Raspberry Pi?
Well, really very basic. Just from what I've seen around the sites, that it's just a credit card size, basically, computer that you can attach, like your keyboards and that sort of things, too. I am a novice. I'm a total noob. So I'm looking forward to finding out all about it tonight.
That's fantastic. You've come to the right place.
Good.
So we have, I see we have four different groups. We have people who have Raspberry Pis, and they know what
they
to
really
do with
do.
It. They do, and they'll be talking about it. But we also have people who haven't got Raspberry Pis, and they're incredibly frustrated because they've got all these plans they want to do.
Okay.
But they haven't got the means to do so because they haven't got the Raspberry Pi. And then we have people who haven't got a Raspberry Pi, and they just do not know what to do.
Right.
And they've come
this
here.
Is me. Hi.
And then what else do we do? We have the people who have they. I've forgotten what the other group is. I forget. But we have four groups all together.
Uh-huh.
So I hope you know it's a good evening for you, and that you might even feel. Would you be writing a blog about this afterwards?
Oh yes, absolutely. I've been snapping photos like crazy already.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'll be encouraging people to do that. One of the other questions that you're going to have to forgive me is, I talk to people a lot, and some people say, you know, there really aren't a lot of females at these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think instead of looking at the problem, we should be celebrating. Well, there are females here.
You know, there are now.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Do you have any particular strong feelings on this yourself?
You know, it's always been definitely a technology in general has been sort of a male-dominated world. Where the women do come in, to be honest with you, is more or less the writing aspect of it, you know. So I don't really have any strong feelings. I noticed that, you know, in the universities you have a lot more, the enrollment is higher for women. It is growing every year. So, I mean, in Canada, I'm going to speak
in
Canada,
but
I noticed our science programs are definitely, the enrollment is getting higher and higher for women. So fingers crossed, you'll see even more women in the future.
I wonder if it's almost, there's another group somewhere else saying, there aren't very many boys doing ballet dancing.
No, it's very true, right? Yeah.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't be trying to get more girls in, but I'm just wondering if there's things we can learn from. And it's just me rambling on about something else. Enjoy the evening.
Okay,
thank you very much. Thanks,
Monique.